The historic Yates Building in downtown Ketchikan is one step closer to restoration. A nonprofit that works to preserve historic properties in the city and the Episcopal Diocese of Alaska signed a memorandum of understanding to move forward in seeing if rehabilitation is possible. KRBD's Sarah Chiksa has the story.
Looking at the white, brightly painted wooden siding and aluminum roof on the building next to St. John's Episcopal Church on Mission Street, you wouldn't guess it was over 100 years old. But the now unused and boarded up Arthur Yates Memorial Hospital building turned 107 this year, a year it almost faced demolition. The Yates building may be saved, thanks to the Memorandum of Understanding that was signed between the building's owners, the Episcopal Diocese of Alaska, and those seeking to restore it, historic Ketchikan. St. John's Episcopal Church Reverend David Yaw says the Memorandum of Understanding simply means both parties have agreed to work together in good faith.
At this point, matters are very plastic, and there's not a whole lot of really solid parameters other than the fact that the building will not be sold, and the property would not be sold, and that the final decision, of course, must come from the bishop and the standing committee of the diocese.
Historic Ketchikan now can move forward with a feasibility study to see if the building is worth restoring, beginning with a grant application for state funding. Historic Ketchikan Executive Director Dave Kiefer hopes to not just save the building, but find an economically beneficial long-term use for it.
There's two tricky parts to this whole process. One is the renovation, and we've estimated, just preliminary, that you're looking at a cost of somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000 to renovate. Then part two of that is, what's it going to be? Because if there's no future use, the building will die again. And so that's actually in some ways hard, might be a harder part of the process than simply fixing the building up.
What makes the building so special besides, well, its age?
First of all, there are very few buildings in town from that time period. There's only like three or four. Second of all, it hasn't really been appreciably changed in that time period. Most buildings in Ketchikan have been changed a lot over the years. You know, it hasn't. If you look at the old photographs from 1904, 1910, 1929, basically the Yates building looks pretty much the same as it's always looked. That's really rare in the historic preservation world.
The building has been home to many. It was built in 1904 to be a hospital. In 1941, after a period of vacancy, it became home to the Alaska Sportsman Magazine and Specialties Shop. The Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce moved in 1968, occupying the building for about 10 years. The church then operated a Siemens Center in the building during the 80s, and it's been largely vacant and near demolition since then. While the building has been saved from demolition, at least for a little while, Kiefer says this is a significant opportunity for a city that wants to market itself as a heritage tourism destination.
The building and the history of Ketchikan deserve one really good sustained effort. Because once it's gone, you know, you can put up all the pictures you want and say, there used to be this great old historic building here, but who cares? That's not history.
Applying for funding for the initial feasibility survey and discussions with the community on potential building tenants and uses are next on the agenda for Historic Ketchikan. And since the Yates Building has just a couple of years left before rehabilitation becomes unfeasible, its preservation is now a priority. In Ketchikan, I'm Sarah Chiksaw.